Social injustice becomes the focus of a woman's prayer movement. A volcanic ash crisis serves up a backdrop to spiritual eruption, and Satseven Turk cooks up something new for ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's more than a buzzword. People are facing social injustices around the world. Muslim women are especially at risk. President of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says many are uneducated, given away as child brides, or subject to polygamy, physical abuse, and more. Crescent Project is doing something about it. Masri says,
as a Christians, we have a responsibility in the sight of God to speak for justice, to speak the truth in love, absolutely. And we feel that many of these cases will not be changed unless we ask the Lord God to intervene.
You can sign up to pray for Muslim women who haven't heard.
People can sign up to pray for Muslim women and social injustice who have not heard the good news of Jesus. So the whole month of May, we are sending emails on a daily basis about issues with Muslim women and in how we can pray for God to intervene.
A special conference is being held in Minnesota May 15th. Need details? Just go to our website. Next, Iceland's volcano is still erupting, but at a slower pace. Its earlier tantrum could cost Europe more than $3 billion. Well, despite the crisis, evangelist Andrew Pulau turned up the heat in southern England's challenging spiritual climate during a recent 10-day mission.
Once there's a conversation going and they recognize a sense of humility and care and concern, the conversation quickly turns to personal things, spiritual things, questions they've been longing to ask someone.
It was the perfect time for answers. Working alongside local churches, Andrew gave clear gospel messages in many areas. The result?
We saw hundreds of people make decisions for the Lord, and every event was in partnership with the local churches that had come together in those towns.
Well, keep praying. Discipleship is critical.
90% of those who made a decision were brought by a friend, and then that friend stands there ready to move forward with them in discipleship and in growth. So please do pray for all those that made decisions.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Months after the Haiti earthquake, Worldwide Christian Schools is preparing their second wave of relief. CRESH, their in-country partner, saw around 200 schools devastated by the disaster. WWCS's Steve Goering says,
our goal is to go in there, do an assessment of the schools, and we will begin to rebuild the schools in Haiti.
They hope this next step will restore normalcy.
The teams in our schools will bring hope back to these communities. It's so very important for the children to have their normal part of life available to them. And to look for a success in the future, especially Christian education, is so important.
Ultimately, they want to see lives transformed. Goering says, pray, but it takes more than that.
It does take work. It takes financial support because this problem is so large. And it takes God's people responding.
To raise some of the needed funds, they've started the 5-gallon challenge, Help Haitians with Your Spare Change. Meanwhile, the Chinese church is in a bind. It stems from more growth and they have resources. But with up to 500 converts a week, pastors and congregations aren't complaining too much. However, China partners may be able to alleviate some of the problem. For every dollar donated throughout the month of May, it'll be matched up to $25,000. Funds support China partners' pastoral training seminar, which in turn will expose more Chinese to Christ's message. Go to our website to contribute. And most men like to eat, but how many can cook? Well, that's a problem being addressed on the new Sat7 Turk program currently being recorded. While the show's host is demonstrating how viewers can stew up something new, he also serves up spiritual food for thought. The show title translates into Take Care of Your Special Guests, an example of biblical living worked out in Turkish culture. Sat7 Turk helps others understand more about Christian beliefs and practices. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope's making available the free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises by calling 1-800-995-4828. Today's the last day, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.